Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today. Weather's perfect. Everybody's out enjoying themselves this morning. You're going to have to live in a lot less. Get used to that. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Delete Me, which I will talk about in a bit. But first things first, guys. Think about this. Bank of America did a study on the fact that over 20% of the people that make over 150 grand a year are living paycheck to paycheck. And that blows me away. You know, when people hear this number, they think, oh gosh, I would be totally wealthy if I had $150,000. I had a friend of mine that recently, the last 2 years, relocated to Florida. I just got off the phone with him, and he said, man, am I experiencing such a problem getting a safe house in a good neighborhood for under $3,000 for my wife and I to rent? They're all small houses, Dan, and he has to live in a certain area for business, but $3,000 a month. Okay, so that would, if you made $150,000 a year, that would eat up that quite a bit. But Bank of America did this amazing study, and I'm gonna show you part of it right here. And this is 7 pages long, but what it does is it defines what this means. What does living paycheck to paycheck mean? Well, what it means is that, you know, the majority of your money is spent every month, every paycheck, before you get paid again, it's allocated and spent. Well, that seems pretty obvious. But Bank of America went one step further, and they said this is 95%. If you spend 95% of your money before your next paycheck, you're living paycheck to paycheck. Crazy, 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 because the thing about this right now is that business is not paying people what they did 6 months ago, a year ago. There's huge problems. The guy I spoke with today is an investor who has worked with so many different companies, so many different industries, and one company that's killing it right now is a coffee company, and everything that they're doing right now is AI related to cut back on employee costs. And it brings more money to the bottom line, but it makes it so people are making less. We don't need you 40 hours a week, we need you 18 hours a week. I can't live on this. Well, then you're gonna get 2 jobs or 3 jobs to make this work. But when you hear this, it makes you sit there and realize how bad things are. Things are not good right now. You can kid yourself, you can be told how great everything is. With this election coming up, what is the number one concern right now? It's the economy right now. Number two is the migrant situation, okay? But with the economy, how are you gonna make money? Who's taking resources from us? How, you know, it just goes on and on and on. There's all these different stories below in the video that you can take a look at. But here's where it gets to the point that you have to look at this right now. Denny's restaurant, Denny's diner, Denny's, the restaurant chain right now, is suffering quite a bit. The company's been around 70 years, okay? And we've all had a grand slam, we've all been there. The thing about taking kids, whether it's your grandkids or your kids or anybody, is that they can eat something there. You can have breakfast at dinner, you can have a hamburger, a sandwich. You don't have to eat breakfast. I mean, it's just, they had everything there. 1,356 restaurants, they're closing 150 right now. Nope. Now the thinking with the company was, sorry about that. The thinking with the company was, when you have a 70-year-old chain, you're going to have some old restaurants. Okay. Part of the character of going into a Denny's was that it was old and had that, you know, restaurant, you know, the old coffee shop feel to it. And they're losing money hand over fist. They haven't been remodeled in forever. They tried the diner concept. You know, 2 decades ago, and it fell flat because it sucks, because nobody wants to go to Denny's Diner. You'll go to a diner back east, but the majority of these locations are on the West Coast, in the South, and of their 1,356, they've got half of them are in Canada, and then they've got 100+ restaurants that are in foreign countries and things like that, which I never knew until I started reading and researching this. The point is that when you have a coffee shop that had the grand slam and used to have the $5.99 breakfast deal that had everything on it, there's a problem, guys. People don't have the money right now to even eat a cheap meal. The problem with Denny's is that, like everything else, the food costs. Every restaurant owner, and when I talk about restaurants, they write me and say, hey, this is why a BLT, a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich is $18, because of what goes into it and how expensive pork is and how expensive the lettuce is now. The tomatoes are outrageous, Dan. And then bread, oh my gosh, you've seen what bread costs are? You know, nobody can afford this right now. But the idea with this is that if you know things are gonna be bad, you can live on less. The report that they did was pretty fascinating because it talked about the majority of the people that are living paycheck to paycheck that make a lot of money. When I, you know, think about this. If you made 150 grand a year, there's people in the audience that go, God, I would be rich if I made 150 grand a year. The problem with it is that when you live in an area like Southern California and you've got rent for a one bedroom place that's well over $3,000 a month, it just chips away at it. And people cannot afford this. The majority of these people, and you can read the report, it's worth looking at because they did a really good job. But what Bank of America was doing and what the financier I was talking to this morning was, how do we squeeze more out of people when they're making less? How do we get them to be more conservative with their credit cards to where they're still gonna have a credit card account and not lose it? What you don't wanna have is the growth of bad loans, bad debt, continue to rise. You want that to stop. And if people can get a control of their finances, then they won't be maintained a customer and they will have a yearly renewal fee on their credit card and they will run their lives in a fiscally responsible way. So the banks even are looking at this as how can we live with people making less money? So very exciting, guys. I mean, it's interesting because if you know what the situation is, you can prosper from that. And, you know, we've talked about this. You need to squeeze more out of your existing clientele. If you are independent and you have your own side gig, you have your own business, work on your existing customers. It's the best place to grow your sales and make more money right now. They trust you, they like you. Give them the best service possible and you'll grow this, okay? There's a lot more to cover in this video. Let's talk about our sponsor, Delete Me. Think about this. One of the biggest problems that we have with getting our personal information hijacked from us is data brokers. Data brokers are people that compile all of our personal information and then sell it to the highest bidder. There's over 1,000 of these out there. Delete Me is a fantastic service and a great company that will get rid of this information for you. Think about this. They compile everything. They compile our name, our address, our social security number, social media accounts, where we work, our home's value, our spouses, family members, everything, phone numbers. They do it all, guys. You need to hire Delete Me and sign up for this program today. When you use the discount code below, I allegedly, you will save 20%. The cool thing with this also is that they have set up a QR code that you can take a picture of this with your cell phone and sign up directly, but save 20%. I did this, and after you sign up for it, they give you a report within 7 days and show you everything that they've been deleting, and it's ongoing. It's a fantastic service, and they have deleted me from hundreds of different data brokers out there. Get yourself protected today. Protect your family, your personal information. Do it now. You don't want to do this later. Save 20%. Use the iAllegedly discount code and contact and join Delete Me today. These are great spots to sit down and up here on top of the hill. But with our theme of you will live on less, think about this. Millennials right now are not trusting banks, which I love this story because more people should be with this mindset. And, you know, the article goes to, hey, you need to keep your money in a financial institution and have compounded interest. Well, that's what they want you to do. That's what their advertisers at Business Insider want them to say, because they don't want you to pull your cash out and save it. But millennials are distrusting. You know, millennials grew up and saw the financial crisis. They saw their friends get divorced. They saw all this stuff that has affected them financially. And when they smell fire and smell smoke, you know, with what's going on right now, yeah, we want to get ourselves protected. Next thing, which this is wild, think about this. The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, he stepped forward and he vetoed a law where you would get a lifetime pension if you worked for the city of Miami. Not anymore. Not anymore. So again, living on less, you people out there that are sitting there thinking that you're going to get a lifetime pension, no, pass. Francis Suarez also said, think about this. Now, he's a popular guy. Whether you like the guy or not, that's not the point. The point is that he's got, you know, future things that he can do outside of being the mayor of Miami if he never runs for office again. So he's going to have other gigs. But he said, why should I get $4 million over the course of the rest of my life that the city of Miami has to pay because of the base of his salary, which is a lot of money when you think about that? It should end at some point. Well, people that have put into these pensions don't want to hear that. It's the last thing they want to hear is that you're going to see that. Now, over the last 2 years, we've done stories about how people that have pensions have been hitting with a 10%, 20% hit. In England, UK, they have been hit with certain pensions that got, you know, hit back. And a lot of people find out about it on payday. They go to their bank and find out that they're making 15% less. Why is that? Oh yeah, effective immediately, we're cutting the amount that you're going to get paid out. Wow, 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 wow. Gold has had a meteoric rise lately. We've talked a lot about that. And think about this. With gold, you're seeing more central banks buy gold. You're seeing more countries buy gold. There are two great stories about gold and silver below in the video description. The one thing that blew me away was lately we have seen silver shoot up in price, and they say there's been a short squeeze with silver. Got three people painting over here. This is kind of cool. So what you have is you have five banks that have been affected by this short squeeze because of their positions, and as the price has gone up, they've had to sell to cover their short positions. So it's making the price go even higher. Personally, I am one of those firm believers that you're going to see silver go through the flipping roof. And you haven't seen anything yet. But again, I get people, as soon as I say this, you can't eat silver. Well, you can't eat money either last time I did this, but it will be able to buy you things that you can eat and live on. And again, a friend of mine I had dinner with last night was talking about how, hey, I needed a little cash, and I just thought, okay, I don't want to go to the bank. I don't want my wife to deal with this. I've got that 1 ounce of silver. What would that be worth? And he got $2,760 for the silver. Hello. Okay, in cash. Ching, 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 ching. No questions, no nothing. Here, you want it this way? Okay, here you go. I'm going to break the $100 bills and the rest in 20s. Okay, that's what you're going to see more of FDM right now. But again, more people right now are living paycheck to paycheck. But Francis Suarez admitting that there's a problem with the pensions, you're going to see more places that have this because there are so many teachers. And when you have companies like 3M that go out and buy the small annuity just to keep it going, you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet with the layoffs. And it's just going to continue. So let me know what you think. This is a really long park in Laguna Beach. It's nice because it just continues for about a mile and a half down. And so much to see down here. Just really, really beautiful down here. So, you know, homeowners in California, think about this term. Homeowners in California are uninsurable right now because of the problems on what's going to happen. But you'd think, oh, why? This area is uninsurable right now? Yeah, the fire damage. I don't see any fires right now. Oh, the hillsides could burn. Okay. So because of that, you're going to see the mismanagement of all these insurance companies come to light. And what they're going to do is stiff people and not pay people. So again, the problem with this stuff, guys, is, oh, Dan, you already talked about that last week. No, guys, this is new stories. This is coming to where, you know, people need to reevaluate what they're going to do because there's going to be such a problem moving forward. If you have a mortgage, play this game. Call your mortgage company and say, hey, my homeowner's insurance is so much, I'm thinking of canceling it. What's going to happen then? Oh, we're going to call your loan in. They won't even let you finish the sentence before they tell you that. And anybody who has given you advice to go self-insured on your house that's paid off is hitting the crack pipe, guys, because I'm telling you, you have to have insurance. You have to have health insurance. You've got to have insurance right now to live in this world. And to think that you're going to sit there and survive this, no way. No way. So let me know what you think about that. Montreal has a port in Canada that the longshoremen are not happy with the way their deal worked out. So they're going to stage a nice protest and not go to work at the end of the week. Just going to give you guys a day of having no cargo move and see what happens. Again, medicine, Christmas products, Halloween products, things that you need that are time sensitive, we don't care, okay? That's what you're going to see more of. Now, great gig if you can get it, guys. Great gig if you can get it. But they're going to teach everybody in Montreal a lesson as far as how important they are to the scheme of things. You'll like this one because it's sad. You know, Bed Bath & Beyond was purchased, you know, out of bankruptcy by Overstock.com, and we're going to revolutionize retail and maybe open more stores again. No. That didn't work out so well, so they're going to lay off 20% of their people. And the Overstock.com staff is going to be let go too. And again, Overstock.com has been a very successful company, but no, going to get rid of them. 20% of the people. Gosh, guys, it's just, the hits just keep on coming, man. They really do. And one more. Oh, Boar's Head. A retired veteran, 79 years old, he ate Boar's Head lunch meat, not the liverwurst, and he died from the listeria. So once again, guys, you haven't seen anything from the food illnesses, and I just think that this is going to escalate out of control even more. But another person died from Boar's Head. Have you guys heard this? Take a look at the story below. But again, protect yourself. Make sure things, if you hear about a recall, just check your cupboard, check your freezer, frozen waffles, things like that that we've heard about over the last week or so. Make sure you're not, you know, going to participate in that in any way if you can avoid it. I get sick of the bureaucrats that have zero accountability to the funds that they're given. And the World Bank just did an audit that there could be $24 billion of money that is unaccounted for green technology and green programs. Now, one estimate is that it could be 10 times that amount. All this money that's been raised for this, for climate initiatives, is just gone. Gone. Okay? They're not living on less, guys. They're living on more. The Biden administration right now, think about this, has almost $100 billion that was not spent from that fake Inflation Reduction Act. That was not the Inflation Reduction Act. It was their piggy bank. So the piggy bank money has almost $100 billion that will expire if there becomes a new president. So guess what? It's going to spend that quickly. Okay? Tesla, you know what, I gotta give Elon credit here, because truly the only true good EV company that's making money is Tesla right now. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but Tesla right now just announced their numbers, and revenue was up, profits up. They made $1.87 million in the third quarter last year. They made almost $2.2 billion this year. Selling cars, delivering, hand over fist. I mean, it's working. Stock went up like 14% yesterday. Crazy, guys. Just crazy. But again, you know, I don't like these cars. I don't like the technology. I don't like waiting, you know. You know, you want to see somebody angry? Ask them about this. Ask them about, you know, hey, what do you got nothing to do for an hour and a half? Hey, man, leave me alone. You're in my space. Okay. How about this study? This was good. What your car says about you. Does this car, is it car conservative or is it liberal? And I'm like, oh, this is funny. Now, if you drive a Jeep Wagoneer, that's a conservative car. Dodge Ram 50 pickup truck. Ford F-150. That's a right-wing car. This study below is funny, but if you drive a Prius, that means you're a liberal. If you drive the Audi, was it Q4, A4, whatever that thing is, it's a liberal car. It's a liberal success story, okay? Kind of funny, guys, when you hear this stuff. So I drive a Prius. Which I laughed. Laugh. No, I'm conservative fiscally, guys, okay? So let me know what you think about this and read the stories below on that because it's awesome. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And the first one is this state, California, has a real problem with car theft. Okay? One thing that's funny is our fantastic governor, Governor Newsom, or as I like to call him because he's so ruggedly handsome, Governor Hair Gel. He's dreamy and he's going to be president someday. What he did a while ago in the last year was he went out and put more funding to the California Highway Patrol, like your state troopers and things like that, and budgeted more money for that. And what they found that a lot of these stolen cars, based on tracking and things like that, were going to one city, going to Oakland, California. So they recovered in a 5-month period, 2,000 vehicles, 2,148 to be exact, vehicles in Oakland, in the city of Oakland. It's where they would just take the vehicles. Now, arrested 1,100 people, had a bunch of illegal firearms and things like that, you know, in connection with these people, but just wild crime, guys, wild, wild crime. So a friend of mine is a local businesswoman here. Her boyfriend lives in Colorado, and their good friend had a car stolen in a city called Aurora, Colorado. And they had the GPS tracking, and they said, oh, we know where the car's at. It's in this apartment complex. They went to the police station, and the police told them, we don't go to that complex. Huh? You don't go. You won't arrest. You know where the car's at. You're on your own, guys. You're on your own. The police, because it's so dangerous, they wouldn't go there. Isn't that nice? Aurora, Colorado. Have you heard about that? I don't know. Anyways, final story. When I was a young kid, I was raised by my single mother, and my two brothers and I, you know, we would do what boys do when they call each other names and, you know, reference them and insult them and things like that. And you don't swear. And I won't use the words we use, but you don't swear. Don't do that. Okay. So we would have to make up names. I ended up doing this with my kids too. We end up making up names for certain things so that we could say what we meant without saying it. And to go to the bathroom, to go poo, we would say, I'm going to go drop a sea bass. So ever since then, my brothers, when they, oh, you're going to go drop a sea bass? Okay. The point is that, think about this, because I'm not making this up. Goldfish, you know, the little crackers that are tasty and they taste like cheese. Okay. Well, they want to be more adult. Well, I eat goldfish every now and then. You buy a bag and they just put a few in their mouth. They're going to rename goldfish Chilean sea bass. So you guys can drop a sea bass too, okay? And I'm not making, this is real. It's gonna be more adult-like, you can read the story below, more adult-like, and it's gonna, you know, it's gonna relate to adults. Well, I am a guy in his 50s, it's a boy, okay? Remember that. So, okay? Anyways, share your keywords that you did with your brothers and sisters, okay? If you're still here, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to take a look at our sponsor. Delete Me is a fantastic product. If you sign up for them, you'll save 20%. Use this QR code if you don't want to use the link below. It's very easy to sign up. You take a picture with your phone. You want to get a hold of me? It's hello@iallegedly.com. And I will see you guys very soon. Okay?